Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Today's reading will start at verse 10 and end both the chapter and book on verse 23. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 10, how I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. I know you have always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ, who gives me strength. Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulty. As you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled on from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. I don't say this because I want a gift from you. Rather, I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Epaphroditus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Give my greetings to each of God's holy people, all who belong to Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me send you their greetings, and all the rest of God's people send you greetings, too, especially those in Caesar's household. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Once again, that was Philippians chapter 4 verses 10 through 23 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. The verse, quote, "I can do all things through him who gives me strength," end quote, was originally written in a context about generosity and contentment. Generosity doesn't come from wealth, but from contentment. Paul taught and lived a life of contentment. He was in prison yet rejoiced. He could live on almost nothing, and his life's goal was to live out the call of Christ. The Philippians modeled generosity. They were not the richest people, but they continually gave to God's work. People often think they will be more generous when they have more. But generosity comes when we understand the secret of living in every situation. It comes from having the joy that only Christ can give. That is why those with very little are often willing to give so much away. As a person focuses on Christ, they can give away more, live with greater simplicity, and experience greater joy. Here are some things to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time and for the rest of the day. How does focusing on Christ help make a person more giving? Where in your life is God calling you to greater contentment and generosity? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.